And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And I know many of you right now are driving in your car and you're saying, Ronnie, I know that voice. I know who you are. You were the tax lady, right? You were the woman that I saw on TV probably 1,000 times. Yep, that's me. And guess what I'm doing today? I got a radio show. And on my radio show, I get to talk to you about issues that are so relevant, like feeling proud to be an American. Right, I don't want to get too crazy on you this morning, but you need to know something about me. I'm a military woman. I love our military, because let's get real here. If it wasn't for our military, you and I would be speaking Russian or Chinese right now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If these brave men and women who served our country proudly didn't fight for your freedom and my freedom, we would not have In-N-Out Burger, and that'd be a crime. So my immediate questions for you this morning are pretty simple. Number one, do you love being an American? Number two, do you love the freedom that you have being an American? And number three, do you love our beautiful flag? You see, I gotta tell you a secret about me. When I was a little kid, I loved saying the Pledge of Allegiance to our American flag when I went to Van Gogh Elementary School, which was right across the street from my childhood home at 17146 Goya Street. Now, I don't know about you, but saying the Pledge of Allegiance as a kid, it actually meant something to me. And it wasn't just about, you know, the daily exercise like we did for the earthquakes that we had as kids. This mattered. In fact, I'm going on the record right now to tell you something. Are you ready? No kid at Van Gogh Elementary School ever took a knee while we were saying the Pledge of Allegiance to our American flag. You hear me? That's right. No kid ever took a knee to protest that we weren't having enough fun at recess. Or maybe the food at our lunch wasn't that good. You see, the thing is, we stood proudly for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I was taught that at a very young age. So as you can probably imagine, I have very strong feelings about what the NFL players did last weekend during that national anthem, and I also have a strong opinion about what our president said last week. But here's the irony in it all, and I really need you to think about this. Do you realize that if it wasn't for our guaranteed First Amendment rights, I couldn't even tell you my opinion? I mean, that's amazing. So the First Amendment is our starting point. And as you know, about 2 months ago, I did a segment on this very important constitutional right. Because the bottom line is, you have the right to share your thoughts and your opinions and your feelings. But if you were in North Korea, you wouldn't have the freedom to think, and you wouldn't have the freedom to speak, and you wouldn't have the freedom to protest and assemble, but you do here in America. And the only reason you do is because of what our veterans and the military did for you, your family, me, and my family. Okay? So let's never forget the truth, the ugly truth on why you are free. So how can anyone in the NFL take a knee during our national anthem? I mean, for me personally, and you can respectfully disagree, I think it's totally and completely un-American, and it doesn't feel good to me. You see, again, if you have the courage to speak your mind, speak it. But I lost an uncle in the military. He came back without a leg, and he died young. That's why I'm 100% opposed to taking a knee during NFL games, NBA games, MLB games, or any other sporting event. Because I have to tell you something. I was raised to play sports, and I love sports. And if you cut my heart open, you're going to see a surfboard, and you're going to see a baseball. But sports are not politics. I am so sorry to tell you the bad news. I am so sick and tired of ESPN talking about politics. I am so sick and tired of people losing sight about what sports are and what the national anthem and our flag actually means. Now, first of all, we are not going to forget the reason why they're protesting. The reason why they're protesting is because our criminal injustice system is a pathetic joke, and it's full of corruption, abuse of power, abuse of process, and violations of your constitutional rights on a daily basis. Do you understand? This issue is so dear to my heart because I was wrongfully charged with committing 1,609 separate crimes by Senator Kamala Harris when she was the worst attorney general in the country. But guess what? I fought back and my charges were dismissed because my lawyers were badass, okay? But do you understand how many corrupt judges, corrupt prosecutors, and corrupt politicians are out there who need to be fired? So President Trump, I know you listen to my show. I am so happy you talked about who needs to be fired. I'm going to tell you who needs to be fired. Corrupt judges need to be fired, President Trump. Corrupt prosecutors need to be fired, President Trump, as do corrupt politicians. That's who needs to be fired. But here's my question. How many of these people supported Colin Kaepernick last year? You see, Colin Kaepernick last year, that guy started this. But you know what? Nobody supported him. Very few NFL players and owners supported that guy. In fact, I want to tell you what he was. He was a leper. And you know what? No team has signed him to play on their team. Now, I know LeBron James, man. And you know what that guy said? He said, and I quote, "I would hire him in a minute if I had a team." But here's the thing, LeBron. He is not that good of a quarterback, right? I mean, the 49ers kind of got rid of him, so I think his stock has plummeted. But the thing is, I think the NFL and the players are hypocrites because I did not see them support him last year. So this is what you need to know. You ready? The ugly truth. I need for you to hear what I'm saying about this American flag, because the American flag is not a monopoly for one group. Instead, let me tell you about the American flag, and I have goosebumps saying this to you. The American flag has 13 horizontal stripes, alternating red and white in the canton. It's got 50 white stars of alternating numbers of 6 and 5 per horizontal row on the blue field. The flag of the United States of America, often referred to as the American flag, is the national flag of the United States. Yep, I said it. The American flag is the national flag of the United States, not the divided states. So what this means is simple. Our national flag is a symbol for America, not the damn NFL, not ESPN, and not the NBA. So how dare you, overpaid athletes, not stand when the national anthem is playing? How is that possible? Think about the national anthem. You hearing me out there? Do you realize in America, the game doesn't start until the national anthem plays? It's not a mandate. It's just a fact. And it's culturally ingrained as team colors and touchdown cheers. Don't you realize that the anthem kicks off every NFL game, MLB game, NBA game, MLS game, NHA game? And even NASCAR races. And now we're turning our American flag and our national anthem into some sort of a freak show. Listen to me. We have enough freaks in the freak show, in the circus, in Washington, D.C. And we have enough freaks in the freak show, in the circus, in California. And you know what they're called? Our politicians. Which takes me back to my original point. I love America, and I love sports. Hey, side note, you know what else I love? I'm in a fantasy football league, and I'm 3-0. Yeah, take that, Schlongsman. So here's the thing. Here's what bothers me, though, guys. President Trump, I support you, and I believe in you, and I think you're badass. But I didn't really like it when you called Colin Kaepernick a son of a bitch for taking that knee. Okay? I didn't like that. I don't want you to call anyone a son of a bitch. I would rather instead that we focus on how to solve this problem. And here's how. I am asking you, NFL players, because I know you listen to me. I get your emails. I've heard from you. I want you to meet me in front of any superior courthouse in California. I will protest with you, and I will protest with anyone in our country where we should protest. We need to protest our badly broken criminal injustice system. We need to protest our badly broken and corrupt prosecutors and judges, because we need to go to courthouses and do it. I don't want to do it anymore on the field. I don't want to see sports people doing it, okay? I want victories for our country. I want victories for you and your family. I don't want division. I want us to stop focusing on this issue. I want us to put it behind us. Don't even bother looking in the rear view mirror. You know what I'm saying? I want you to feel good and feel proud about being an American. But I want you to remember one thing. No one took a knee when we were kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay? No one. And that includes me. All right. I know I get crazy when I talk about the flag and I talk about America and I talk about our military. I got great news for you. Today's show is sexy, because we get to talk about you. We talk about how you're going to love the way you look. We're talking about how you can make money in real estate and basically love your life. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you who just turned on the radio, you might want to look in the mirror and smile, because you know who I have in studio? That's right. I've got my plastic surgeon. So we're here to talk about you loving the way you look. Because remember, I've been honest with all of you over the past couple months. I went to Dr. Almonte. I had a consultation for free. And then I had some Botox and I had my moles removed. So Dr. Almonte, I am thrilled to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back, Ronnie. It's good to be back.
All right, Dr. Monty, I want to get started with what people don't know. It seems like people have misconceptions about Botox and plastic surgery and cosmetic procedures. What is it that you believe people don't know about plastic surgery?
Well, you know, plastic surgery is obviously very popular. There's shows about it, and it's hyped up in the media. And oftentimes you think of plastic surgery as, you know, big boobs, big lips, big butts. I mean, these are the kind of things that you see, like on social media, for example. But, you know, in plastic surgery, there's just so much more to it. Plastic surgery is like so involved in people's lives. I mean, people go through life changes. They go through changes in the workforce, you know, seeking new employment. For example, they lose weight. They have baby fat from having children, and they go through changes in their body. And plastic surgery is around to help restore their original youth, original appearance. And in a way, plastic surgery works behind the scenes to do one thing, and that's restore confidence and vitality. And when people are feeling good about themselves, that changes their life. So plastic surgery does so much more than just, you know, what you see on TV.
I have to thank you, Dr. Almonte. I was in Las Vegas for the iHeart Music Festival, and I'm telling you, the response that I got to my face was unbelievable. So we go back to the confidence. We go back to the extra step. Do you believe that people know they're going to feel more confident when they look better, Dr. Almonte? Do you think people know that they're going to feel a better quality of life just by looking better when they see themselves in the mirror?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, you see different signs, for example, signs of aging and sun damage and that sort of thing. It creates a certain emotion in you that prompts you to want to make it appear better, make it look better. And so, you know, what plastic surgery does, it gives you an opportunity to do that. You don't feel like hopeless, like this is kind of how I'm going to look and I'm stuck with it. There are ways that we can make you look better, feel good about yourself in a very safe way.
What is that like for you? Because I've gotten to know you, and I'm pretty much madly in love with you. I'm going to go on the record and say it. What is that like for you, Dr. Almonte, to truly change someone's life when someone comes to you and they don't feel confident, they don't feel good on the inside, they're going through a divorce, maybe they've got baby fat? What's that like for you to know that you're helping someone with such a significant issue.
I'm so glad you asked that, because many times, like when people are telling me their problem or what they're, you know, complaining about, inside I already know I can help them. And I'm just like bursting to explore it with them. But I always take it in baby steps, and we do a full consultation and what have you. But in reality, it's such a good feeling to know that you can help someone and make them look awesome and feel their very best. If you want to come in for a free consultation and have me just take a look at you, the number is 916-771-2062. That's 916-771-2062.
So let's talk about men, because I want to understand the phenomena. More men are having plastic surgery done, Dr. Amonte. When I was in Las Vegas, I looked at plenty of men and women, and it seemed like an epidemic, actually, of plastic surgery. Tell me about men. Why are more men turning to plastic surgery and cosmetic procedures?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first started in practice, I think men comprised maybe really less than 1% of my patients. And now, I mean, I'd say it's probably up in that 5 to 7% range. So, you know, that's obviously an improvement. It's still overwhelmingly women. But, hey, you know, guys, we want to look good, too. And it's the stigma of plastic surgery is sort of fading. Anyone can have plastic surgery now. Now, men, if you guys are out there and you want to look good, you know, I can help you with that. For a free consultation, call me at 916-771-2062. Again, that's 916-771-2062.
Now, Dr. Amonte, I want to ask you a big question. I talk about plastic surgery on my radio show. I talk about it in my social media. For those of you listening, you can go to the website, ronniedeutschradio.com, and you can see that I promote it. I'm proud of it. I'm so grateful for you in my life. Why is it, though, Dr. Amonte, that other celebrities, other people that you see on TV, here on the radio, why aren't they talking about it, Dr. Amonte? Why aren't they encouraging people? Hey, look at me before, look at me now. Go out there and find an incredible plastic surgeon like yourself. Why is that?
Well, you know, that's a very loaded question. People want to share about their personal life, you know, what they feel like sharing. And sometimes, you know, that's viewed a little bit of as a self-centered or what have you. But the reality of it is, if you're feeling good about yourself, if you're feeling great about how you look, why not share it and explain how it was done? You know, listen, plastic surgery is not taboo. It's actually a great way to look awesome. And there's things you can do, from little things like Botox or skincare, all the way to bigger operations. And of course, you know, that's something you will talk about with your plastic surgeon.
Dr. Amonte, when I owned the largest tax law firm in the country, I had to go to school for so many years. It was like unbelievable. Did you always know that you wanted to be a plastic surgeon? Did you always know that you wanted to help people love the way they look and feel better about themselves on the inside?
You know, I didn't know specifically that I wanted to be a plastic surgeon, but I knew I wanted to be a surgeon. And I also enjoyed putting things together and making them look really good and, you know, making things look pretty. So it was just a natural specialty for me. Once I completed my general surgery training, then I moved into a specialty that felt very natural to me, to make things look better, to improve the lives of others.
I want to make sure, back to what people don't know, please tell me that surgery isn't always involved. You actually can see you, go and talk to you, and it's not involving surgery. Explain that.
Well, surgery doesn't have to be scary. It really comes down to having a great relationship with your doctor, talking about it. We've moved in ways where anesthesia is so much less invasive nowadays. You know, we can do things under local anesthesia, so it's so much safer for patients. So I think that's important for people to know. Don't be scared. Come on in and have a conversation. The number again, for those of you listening, is 916-771-2062. That's 916-771-2062.
Listen, I love Dr. Amonte. He is my personal plastic surgeon. I look in the mirror now, and I'm being honest, I'm 53, but 53 is the new 30, thanks to Dr. Amonte. All right, here's what I'd like you to do. If you want to make money flipping homes in Los Angeles, you want to make money flipping homes in Sacramento, I need you to pay attention to this next segment because we've got our real estate expert in studio to talk about that very hot and sexy market in California. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got to tell you something about that surf. It was huge in Las Vegas at the iHeart Music Festival. All right, I got great news for you. Thank you so much for turning on the radio because I have my real estate agent in studio and we want to share with you great news. Do you want to make money in the real estate market? Because you can. It's hot out there, man. The market in California is still unbelievably hot. So Renee, I want to get right into it. What is going on in California as it relates to this real estate market?
Good morning, Ronnie. Thank you for bringing us back from the iHeart Vegas concert. It was amazing. I got to get back to reality here.
Okay, yeah.
Look, we got a couple things going on, and the statistics are showing us that we've got 2.6% less homes that are going into contract between last month and this month. So I think what's happening here is that we've got higher prices in the market, and we've got less homes still, and then we've got a couple hurricanes that are all wrapped up in there. So we got a lot of kind of crazy things going on.
And so I'm glad that you brought that up, Renee, the hurricanes. We all turn on the TV. We see Florida, we see Texas, and now we see Puerto Rico. How does that affect us, though, Renee? How does that affect our state? Do you feel there is a trickle-down effect? Do you feel like prices will decrease as we head into the fourth quarter?
Ronnie, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. But I can tell you that typically what happens as we go into the fourth quarter is just that people get busy and back in school and those kinds of things. And the prices tend to flatten out a little bit in most areas, not all areas, some really hot markets, sometimes LA, San Francisco, all of those markets, those tend to, not see the same trends as everywhere else. If you want to know more about real estate and what's going on in your area, give me a call at 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832.
You see, Renee, I really get you. I understand your business mindset and how service and your customers are so important. I want you to explain the trends in housing because let's face it, there's technology trends, there's social media trends, there's financial price trends. What trends excite you, Renee?
Okay, we're seeing quite a few trends lately that are interesting. For example, because we're seeing not so many homes on the market, people are tending to want to figure out how to renovate. I work with Prime Lending, and they have these special help and assistance for clients. I have a client right now who wants to put a pool in his backyard. And so we got him that pool, and we figured out how to do it just through a special program. The other things that we're doing are people are still super excited about flipping. And I think it's because it gives them a creative outlet. You know, they get to do their regular day job by day, and then they get to go visualize and do something really interesting with the rest of their spare time. And so the trick with that is making sure that you're buying at the correct price. When you're flipping, if you're going to resell, you need to have probably a minimum of $100,000 difference between the purchase price and the resell price with a very modest flip, and more in between if you're going to have a higher end flip.
You know, Renee, there are so many people in my life who actually watch this flipping show on TV, right? And so I want to talk about flipping with you because flipping is a great business, right? Even though it's ordinary income and you're going to pay Uncle Sam a pretty penny, it's a great business model. Where are you attracted to flipping right now when you look at California? Do you dig flipping in LA, Sacramento, or does it really matter? Is it all about price? Educate me about flipping.
Ronnie, that's a really good question. I think the markets are hot in little pockets all over, so it doesn't really matter. You can be in LA and flip. What you really want to do is find a really good deal. Sometimes those are off-market properties. A lot of agents know about upcoming homes that are going to be, like, so for example, in Santa Ana that are coming up, And what's going to happen is they're going to, you know, they have got people that are talking to them already about what they're going to do with their home and they're going to put in the market. So, you know, most of your professional agents are going to know about things coming up that you wouldn't necessarily have access to otherwise.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Renee. I know it's first thing in the morning, but that's kind of a sexy tease. I'm just going to say it.
Thank you.
Right? Okay, so listen. Okay. Even my producer thinks it's a sexy tease. Maybe that's because we were looking at pictures from Las Vegas. I'm not sure. But nevertheless, Renee, I want to go back to what you said. Off-market properties. Certain agents know about these secrets. How in the world, though, do you find the agents, like yourself, who know about these secrets? And why are they the ones who know, Renee? What is it about these off-market properties that make them so sexy?
Off-market just means that you're going to have an opportunity to talk about the property with the seller without a million other people whispering in their ear and competing for the same property most of the time. And a lot of times you just have to make it a win-win. And then to answer your question about how you're going to know, you just need an experienced agent. Experienced agents talk to other experienced agents. We, you know, we all have buddies that we work with and we talk about real estate all the time. And we have clients that we've built up over years and they're talking to us about what's going on in their life. And so we know about things coming up just because we've been in the business for a while.
And so, Renee, let's get back to math because we know math does not lie. You said less contracts, right? We had less real estate contracts entered into last month. Is this a normal trend, though, Renee? Because you and I have spoken many times about the trends and the quarters. And the fourth quarter, as you're heading that way, parents are distracted. Do you see that trend changing? What does your gut tell you about the fourth quarter?
Northern California, in general, has a slowdown during the fall months. I mean, that's for the last number of years, it's been like that. In hot markets like LA, San Francisco, and it also depends on the property. If you have a freaking fantastic, amazing property, that property is going to go. If you want more information about what your property looks like and what we can get for it, give me a call, 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832.
Renee, I love and I hate the internet. I got to be honest. I love instant access and that I can just go find anything I want, but I hate how it has invaded my life. Can you explain to me what people need to know about the internet as it relates to selling their home, buying a home, or anything real estate related? Because let's face it, you got a lot of people turning to technology as it relates to real estate.
Okay, I want to jump forward to the technology and I'll come back to the internet. So people have a lot of technology in their homes. And when you're walking in their home and you are the buyer, very often there's technology there that the owners of the home can hear you. So if you want to keep all of your secrets to yourself, just be careful what you say in a home. So, for example, those Ring doorbells, there's a couple different versions of them. There's the high tech one and a lower scale model that's a little less expensive. You can actually see who's coming to your door. You could talk to them through your phone. So you can be anywhere in the world and see who's at your door, and you can also hear them. So I'm just saying, if you are the buyer, so buyers beware in that situation. But if you add these things to your home, it's also a selling point. You know, you want people to fall in love with the house. A lot of it's sold on love, not just like the actual square footage.
You know, it's interesting, Renee, you talk about that technology, and if we make our home a little sexier with it, we get top dollar. Do you like using technology when you are selling your clients' homes, Renee? Do you take advantage of it?
I love technology, but I will tell you, too, that it's easy. And I want to come back. Stuff comes back on the internet. So you have to be really careful how you have the tech. It's a two-way street, honestly, Ronnie. If you want more information on what we can do to get you in line to sell your house, go ahead and call me at 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832.
You see, the bottom line, folks, is that I'm passionate about real estate and I want you to own a home, right? I want you to flip homes because we've learned together over the past 8 months that you can be a rock star and you can make money. All you got to do is G-O-Y-A, get off your ass and take that chance. All right, I got great news for you. In my last segment today, we're going to have a little fun because I am going to give away some awards. And these awards have to do with Mr. T's I Pity the Fool. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. All right, the other day, I got to tell you what happened. One of my really creative, yummy friends, she sent me this video about Mr. T. Now, you guys remember Mr. T, right? He was that action dude who had that badass mohawk and a whole lot of energy. Well, in this hysterical YouTube video that I saw, Mr. T kept saying, "I pity the fool," right? He kept saying it, "I pity the fool." And of course, he trademarked it and is making a ton of money off of it. So after watching that video, I started to think about all of the pitiful politicians in our great country, which is why I'm going to have a little bit of fun this morning, and I'm going to give out some pitiful politician awards. You guys ready? All right, here it is. So the first ever Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show Pitiful Politician Award this morning goes out to you, Mr. Anthony Weiner. Yes, Mr. Weiner, you are a pitiful politician, and you're a disgrace to our country, and you deserve to be locked up for a hell of a lot longer than 21 months. I would have given you 10 years for what you did sexting an underage girl. You guys remember this guy, right? He's that sick former congressman whose wife was Hillary Clinton's personal assistant. Well, as the story goes, this sick and demented man, he lured young girls right on his phone with these sexual text messages. And thankfully, he got caught. Because anyone as sick as you, Anthony Weiner, that tidy whitey picture you sent, it was disgusting. All right? Now, first of all, I like yummy females in white underwear. Not you, Mr. Anthony Weiner. Now, don't get me wrong. I got no problem looking at Brad Pitt, right? Wasn't he in his underwear in that Thelma and Louise movie? All I know is he's pretty yummy, too. So here's the thing. I want to thank you, God, because you took someone off the street that needed to be off the street. And this man, you see, he needs to go to jail, as do all of the other sick pedophile politicians. All right, our second ever Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show Pitiful Politician Award goes to you, Mr. Mitch McConnell. Yes, you, Mr. McConnell, and the entire GOP party, you had 7 years to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, and you couldn't even muster enough votes to get it done. I mean, talk about last week, right? That last ditch effort to try to repeal it. How in the world could you have failed this miserably? You are a pathetic politician. I am so concerned and I am so disgusted with the Republican Party. You made promises. You made people believe and you gave people hope. Now, do you realize? Let's talk about our president. Our president, Donald Trump, he promised that the first thing he was going to flush down the swamp was Obamacare. Where is that swamp today? Where is it? I'm so concerned because we've got millions of good people that are now stuck with Obamacare. Shame on you, Republican Party, and shame on you, Mitch McConnell. Now, let's be real here, okay? President Trump and Mitch McConnell, they are without question the two most powerful Republicans in a Republican-dominated capital. I mean, these men and the Republican Party should have hooked up with me in Las Vegas last weekend. We should be smoking cigars, right? And we should have all been at the Jewel Dance Club dancing until 4:30 in the morning. But right now, nobody's celebrating how badass they are. Right now, the Republican Party, they're not lighting up a thing. You know why? Because we need to be honest, folks. It's pitiful. Politicians in Washington, you are pitiful. What have you accomplished? Let's talk about what you've accomplished. You did appoint Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. That was a major accomplishment, man. That is worth lighting up the fat stogies and celebrating in Vegas, okay? I understand legal issues, and we need the best judges on the Supreme Court bench, and right now it looks great. But here's my problem. This is a major accomplishment, all right? My producer thinks it is, and so do I. I just want to know what you're going to do next, because I honestly expected health care reform. And you know what else I expected? Tax reform. I expected it to be done by today, and it's not, and that's pitiful. Let me tell you what I want, okay? Because if you're listening to me right now, I want what you want. I want tax reform. I want criminal injustice reform. I want our badly broken infrastructure fixed. I am so sick and tired on driving on roads and dams and bridges that are busted, man. I want them fixed. All right, let's get back to the awards. And our third and final Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show Pitiful Politician Award goes to you, Congress. And this award goes to you, Congress, for your utter and complete failure to help the 2.5 million people in Puerto Rico. Are you kidding me? Puerto Rico is part of the United States, right? It's not like another country. It's not like North Korea. It's not like Iran. It's part of America. And what I want to know, politicians, why haven't you allocated money to help those people? We have 2.5 million Americans suffering in Puerto Rico. There's no food. There's no water. There's no electricity. And there are no basic necessities. You realize I got up this morning and took a hot shower. And my microwave worked. And my TV worked. These people are starving. And they're thirsty. And what about the kids, man? What about the kids? What are we doing to help the kids? Politicians in Washington, you are pitiful. Mr. T, I can't thank you enough for reminding me about these pitiful politicians. So here's the thing. I have spent the past 8 months talking to you about politics and taxes and making more money and living a better life. And I just want to know this. If you looked in the mirror right now, would you say your life is going better? Would you say you feel more connected, or would you feel like you feel divided from your neighbor and from our great country? After all, if our politicians cannot lead by example and get things done, how will you get things done? How will your children get things done? Because they watch TV and they read the news, and we need our kids to be instilled with confidence and hope, not devastation and despair. And that is why I come back to you, politicians in California. I'm talking to you, Jerry Brown. I'm talking to you, Senator Kamala Harris. I didn't vote for either of you, nor will I ever. When are we going to start talking about issues that matter to us in California? When am I going to see you on TV actually talk about criminal injustice reform? When am I going to see you come on TV and tell me how you're going to help our veterans? You know, the ones that fought for your freedom so you can run for politics. I'm tired of the rhetoric, and I'm tired of the fraud, and I'm tired of the lies, and so is most of America, including the greatest state of them all. And that's you, California. You see, not only am I proud to be an American, but I am so proud to be a Californian. We live in the greatest state in the country. But I'm concerned, man. I'm concerned that our governor has lost sight of what matters. How can you, Jerry Brown, give yourself a raise? How can any politician in California give themselves a raise when I'm driving on roads that are busted, when veterans are sleeping in the bush right by your mansion, Jerry Brown? You should be ashamed. Pitiful politicians. Can't say enough about you. All right. I know that I get so darn crazy in my radio shows talking with you. But the final thing that I want to say is very personal. I want to send a very special thank you to you, one of the most badass rock stars in my life, and that is Sarah McClure. Sarah, I can't thank you enough for the greatest weekend in 2017 at the iHeart Music Festival in Las Vegas. Thank you for everything, man. It was amazing. All right, everybody. Hope you have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
The sky is more blue in Malibu.